Right, oh my God. So, about, can anyone see that? Good, 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 good. F11. Right, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, plenty of time to organize things, I was like, let's make a science fiction film at EMF. It's gonna be amazing. Like, there's people in tents with editing software and musical skills, and I'm sure we could do some effects. It'd be amazing. And I put it in as a call for proposal, and I forgot about it. And then I thought, oh, no one wants to do this. It's like a hacker camp. It's not coding. It's not. I'm Alia Sheikh. Hi. I make films for BBC R&D professionally, unprofessionally, some people might say, but yes. And I thought it would be a lovely idea, but I genuinely did forget about it, and I got busy, and I thought, this is not coding, it's not Arduino, it's not soldering, all things that I have either done or tried or suck at or, you know, really want to do more of. So, yeah, okay, probably didn't go for it. 10 days before EMF, I said, yeah, make a film, it's fine. And I freaked out and had a minor panic attack. And then thought about it and thought, well, this is going to be the best set in the world. It's bright and it's sunny and it's pretty and there's going to be lasers. And I read the Shiny Things page and, like, robotic ducks. Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, why don't we go for it? And it was a chap, I was at a conference and I was freaking out about this. And Fergus McKay and Tom Bird and Will Hargrave, they were like, but of course you can. You know, it's, yeah, do it. So we said, okay. Got on the general mailing list, who wants to help us make a film? And loads of people said yes, and we got someone to, a friend of ours called Pasco Foxell, who's a bit unhinged and very clever and very funny, to write a script. It's been through 5 revisions, and in 10 days we got through 5 drafts of the script, got a whole crew spun up, there's more, these are just the ones here, wave hi crew. We got a sound operator, Joe, who's a film student and is awesome, like backup camera, backup sound, backup everything, runner, actor. We've got a drone operator, UAV. I can't even get UAVs professionally. Tom was the actor, one of them. Teddy is tent man. He turned down a Hollywood movie to come and play tent man for us, which is, yeah. Thank you. We've got Andy, who's camera operator, and I said on the list, there's a really boring job, and it's the most important job, and it's getting all the footage and making sure it's sorted and it's neat and it's amazing, and it's just like, if you can be OCD about data and make it beautiful, can anyone do this? And bear in mind, in my life, every time I've done a shoot, I've asked this question, and no one has said yes, and someone said, sounds like fun. And at that moment, I was so proud to be part of this community. So this is actually ongoing. If you've got any photos, time-lapse, random video, just anything at EMF, we're still taking submissions for footage, and it will probably actually end up being in the film because we couldn't cover all the awesome stuff. So Rob, please wave Rob. Rob is our data tech. If you see him and give him an SD card, he'll take the footage now. And any other thing, like if you go home, you find some footage, if you just email anything at peanutsandwich.org.uk or the EMF general list, I will take your footage. Right, on to the script. We were going to do a sci-fi film with time travel and robots, because Shiny Things and time travel and robots. And Pasco said, what if a tent came to life and went to the festival? And we're like, yeah, how do you do that? We don't know. And so we went through more time travel and robots and genetics, and there was a really cool script where everyone at EMF was working on secretly a technology to change the world, and a man in black type was following you all, and we could have gone to all the tents. And everyone was like, yeah, what about Tent Man? We wanted to know what happened to this poor, lonely tent who just wanted to go to a festival. And people kept saying, what about Tent Man? And we're like, yeah, that's the best idea. So the script called for a tent in a tailored suit. I went to a tailor once and I said, what would it cost? I got a raise. It was like 200 quid. It was, don't work for the BBC. The BBC is an amazing employer. crap. Yes. And I said, maybe I should wear a suit to work. I walked into a bespoke tailor's and I said, what would it cost to get this suit? And he said, £2,000. That's my basic suit. Okay. So we need a tailored suit, £2,000, obviously, made out of tent fabric, at which point any tailor would throw me out of their shop. And we got in touch with a girl called Magda Durka, who is professionally a sort of material scientist, fashion couture specialist. If you need any sort of outfit made, she likes a challenge. And I told her this, and she said, literally, I have always wanted to do this. Like, how have you... We just invented this. That can't be true. So then we're fine. Now it's 5 days before EMF, and it's a bank holiday weekend, and you can't buy Ripstop and have it delivered. You can't do that. So, okay, who makes Ripstop? And my friend Sam Moore, who actually ran an outdoor company for a while, I was panicking about this, said, oh, talk to Point North Fabrics. That's where I get my fabrics. So I rang them up, and a very nice guy called Simon listened very patiently to me wibble about how we needed day glow and reflective and fluorescent Ripstop and tent fabrics for this character. And I thought he was going to say, good luck with your film, and put the phone down. He was like, that sounds like something we can support. And he said, so Point North Fabrics, profabrics.co.uk, at Point North One on Twitter, they said, yes, we've been wanting to do the social media. I'm like, oh my God. And I've looked at their Twitter page, and it's a customer complaint. That's like their top tweet is a customer complaint. And because Twitter changed their interface, they resolved the complaint, but you can't see that. And they haven't deleted. In September, they're going to do the social media. And they said, we've never done anything like this before, but they couriered 150 quid's worth of fabric to the designer, who has not slept in 5 days. Like, she's been mainlining caffeine and Psytrance music. And she has made this costume, Teddy. Woo! It's a Sandman. Everything unzips. It's true, because it's hot there. So, yeah, it's good. So now we had a tent man, we had a script, which kept going through revisions, and the revisions got worse. So it started out just a tent wandering around. This is fine, we can do this. It ended with a flying tent who eats people when they're tired so they can rest in him. And, like, there was another scene which we cut because it was horrible. But he just gets sick and he has to vomit them all out again. It's like, we cut that. But we had a flying tent at this point. And then he had a special tent dance. And then everyone at the festival got infected by this tent dance and they did it with him. And I'm thinking, you hate me, clearly. Like, I thought you were my friend, but you hate me because I can't do any of these things. But it's like, fine, we're going to the festival. Just, yeah, it's fine. Got on the list and loads of people volunteered to be crew, and I thought, okay, we've got a crew. Out of nowhere, we've got a crew. So we turned up and said, everyone meet under Milliway's dome. No one was there. Just no one was there. And then one person, who was the first person? Was it, I think it might have been Blake. And so we just caught, no, it was Robert. It was Robert, and I had a conversation about all this data, like handling we were going to do when we shot this film with this crew that weren't here. And over the next sort of 4, 5 or 6 hours, we found all the crew and we started planning. And then the next day, Teddy turned up, we started filming and we just grabbed people from the festival. So you can make a film. Like, the kit we're using is DSLRs. And we're using actually a fairly nice sound kit. Like, if the pictures are okay, but the sound is good, you get a better film than vice versa. So we're using my sound kit. And we just started shooting, just see as far as we could go. And throughout, I was going, we're running to timetable. We kept running to... This has never happened in my professional life. We kept running to timetable. And, like, I'd go, guys, we need to make this tent fly. So people got cherry pickers. That's the tent. It's quite light. It's day glow orange, same colour as Teddy. We were going to lift it with UAVs, but that was not safe with wind and flying machines of death. And then all the drone people got in on the act, and they were like, do you want a swarm of drones? Because the way this story ends, this tent is bitter and it's oppressed and it's kind of got out of a bad relationship because it's got this tent owner. Tom Bird, everyone. He owns tents and they don't enjoy it. And one day Tom just puts the tent up wrong. He turns into a man, runs away screaming, yeah, and experiences the festival and is so happy. And then at the end, his owner's been looking for him, catches him, and it's really sad, and it ends with a voiceover. The reason I'm telling you this is because we haven't finished the film. There's no way of, like, all the effects and all the cutting, but we have scenes, because Chris, our editor, who does not want me to be named, so I did, actually got a few scenes cut, so I've got stuff to show you, but I'm just telling you the plot. At the end, the owner catches up with the tent, and the tent is horrified and turns back into a tent again, and you get this really sad voiceover going, "I'll miss the festival, but maybe I'll get to go back one day." Yeah, exactly, it's very sad. And then it flies off because the drone's lifted away. And the voiceover goes, "Or maybe I'll be too busy having another adventure," and it's really happy. So that's the film. I've got some time left. I'm going to play you clips from the film. So the pictures you've been seeing are just a few we've shot. So if you've got any, just tweet them, hashtag TentManLives, Tentman at EMF Camp. Email them to me. I'm dead looking forward to seeing things. I will play you clips now and stop talking. There will be a few minutes for Q&A later, and we have various members of the crew who are willing to answer your questions. Is this the right thing to do? Yes. That's the drone scene. We like that scene. It's the one that's closest to finished. And that music was composed here at the festival from No Time Scratch by TCM. So I don't know if you're in the crowd, but oh my God, lovely job. We have more scenes. If I just press spacebar, it will keep playing them? Yeah, maybe.
This is EMFM. We now have an interview with Mr. Tentman. So, have you been to EMF before?
I came last time, but did not have a chance to experience it properly.
No?
No, my owners, they tied me to the ground with ropes between a few of the gazebos. A man came, he said he was there to help, but he just took his mallet and banged my restraints further in. And he looked at me and he said, "Everyone should have a mallet."
It's not your fault.
I think that's true. Did he mean what he said?
I don't have a mallet.
But everyone should have a mallet! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Thank you, Kieran, for being in our movie last minute. There's loads more of the dancing, and we actually did get synchronized tent man dancing. It's amazing. I haven't seen any of this before, so this is the first time I'm seeing it as well. This next scene is Laurent Tenman meets a pretty girl at the festival, the best kind of festival, and I don't know if you're in the crowd. Thank you so much. It came out so well. Right, this next scene.
I am a tent. What did you come as?
I came as a bat. It's like some kind of horn bat. I don't know. The bat people would probably say it's like not the right kind of bat or whatever.
You look like you need to rest.
I shouldn't.
Come inside. I have room.
Yes, you do.
Crowd you got, you know, pretty good. Pretty good. I've seen bigger. I've hosted bigger. I should say. Well, I fold outwards to enlarge myself. It's actually very impressive. No, I can't do it for you. I am a tent that can walk around. You know. Wow, that's what you should be saying. Wow. Wow. He probably isn't a big liar, and he probably is amazing in all sorts of different ways. So.
Those are the scenes we have edited. I can't believe we have edited scenes. There's been editing going on while we're shooting. We've got still some more time. Some more scenes. Can someone make it play for the other ones? Help! Is it the other VLC window? The talk was put together while we were filming the last scene there. I haven't even seen this talk. It's like I turned up and it's been an amazing crew, actually. I mean, I've been going, please just trust me and do what I say and forgive me for ordering you around all weekend. And we've gotten to see the festival. We've all gone to talks. Someone made a silver ring. We saw Simon sing and ate chow mein in the corner and made the prawn cracker noises. We're really sorry about that. It's been an absolutely awesome EMF, and the thing we were most worried about was we're going to make this film, and films are all-consuming, and we won't get to see the festival. And we did. It's been amazing, and I think that's down to the fact that everyone brings stuff, and everyone's been so welcoming, and people have been giving Teddy drinks, which has been helping with the performance, and he's been delighted, so... Thank you. We're going to redo the colours, so it's going to get more day glow, actually. These scenes are... I don't even know what they are, but they're not edited. We're just playing you them because we have them and we have six more minutes.
Head pop, take three. Okay. Good.
this is a compilation of pretty things. EMF.
Okay, first person slightly nervous, but go. Go quick.
Yeah! That's in! Oh yes, that's for the Rosie. I'm gonna go for it.
Thank you everyone for just going with that and and not questioning it.
Where are you going? Up into the light.
And this is the drone shot. Right, this is going to be a flying tent. This is currently a pulley system, but it's going to be a flying tent lifted off by drones. We got the cherry picker afterwards. Is that the... That's the start. We got the cherry picker as well. We were scared we weren't going to get the cherry picker. It's like, why would you lend us a cherry picker for such a silly and ridiculous thing? So we did it with the tree. And then Will comes up with a hard hat. It's like, do you want the cherry picker? Like, yes. It's like, I think if there's one thing I've learned, that there's nothing that this crowd can't do if they decide what the heck. And generally people are quite open to stuff, but everyone on the crew, barring me and Andy, and barring Teddy, who is a professional actor, and if you need one, you should hire him, because he's lovely, and again, just does what you tell him, however ridiculous it is. everyone on the crew said, we've never made a film before. We've never done score, we've never done sound, you know, various related music. I think Joe's actually learning it, but no one's made a professional movie, or even that many home movies. And it looks pretty nice. So I will take questions, or rather the crew will take questions, but what did you think? Do you like it? Yay! Thank you! We've got 5 minutes for questions. Any questions? Okay, you first. Okay, so clearly it'll only take us another day to finish it. I think Chris is up for doing the rest of the editing. Various people have said they're up for music. We filmed loads of stuff that's not in there. We've got the Notting Hat time banding, dueling banjos, and like telly dancing everywhere. So we're just going to keep going. If anyone wants to help on post-production, if anyone wants to try effects, EMF made this film, and as far as I'm concerned, EMF owns this film, so everything is currently up on a server, but anyone who's been at the festival who wants it for editing practice, trying out effects, mashing it up into a music video, I don't care, you can have it. I don't even know how to make it available yet, get in touch. So I don't know, but hopefully soon, because I really want to see it. Scary.
How long is it going to be?
Ah, yes, okay, so here's the thing, interesting thing, Hollywood movies, generally page a minute. So you go, if you've got a page, it's a minute. And when I proposed this, I said, here's a film that me and my friends made earlier. And it was a 5-minute film, 5 pages. When the scriptwriter was done, it was 11 pages. So this is about an 11-minute film. But it depends. If people chuck more footage at us, more time lapses, then it could go from anything from a little 5 to 10, like maybe 8 minutes short about Tent Man, to a more full experience of the festival. But it's a short film. Anyone else? In which case, I'm going to quickly go around the crew. Oh, you had a question?
Not a question, but I just want to say a big thank you to all the guys who helped fly drones earlier. I noticed none of the footage made it up there because there's quite a lot of cutting work he's doing on it, but it will be in the final one, and it all looks amazing.
Awesome. And yes, I'll show you thank that you, later you if drone you're people. Since we are, this has been the weirdest shoot experience of my life because it's run to time, and we are going. This talk is going to run to time. So, Paul, and then Tom, and then Blake, and who else is willing to say anything? Nigel, right. Start with Nigel. Go around. Right. Say a thing. Go.
Well, when I got involved in this, it was actually an appeal for money because that's just. Have to be paid quite as it's just part of being an actor for the most part.
No,
but it's not about that.
No one pays actors. EMF paid their actor. You should be proud. So, yes, exactly.
But by doing that, we did actually get a very good professional actor that is far better than Fred any of the rest of us did. Well, certainly better than I did, anyway. I picked the films about that small. But anyway, I got involved in pledging some money towards it, and it turned out being executive producer isn't just about money. They actually expect you to work for it in this sort of film. So I did a bit of work on it as well. But I had a beer breaks as well.
And we're very glad you did, Nigel. Thank you. Thank you for getting involved. Next, Tom, go. 10 seconds.
Okay, I was Tentman's owner in the film. I apologise, Tim. I had no idea of the psychological impact that nailing you to the ground had.
Thanks. Blake. Right, Blake said, I've done a bit of theatre sound before. I gave him a fairly complicated wiring diagram, and he's doing perfect sound. Like, every now and then I'd go, can I just listen to that, going, this is going to be a perfect, clean sound. Just quit your job. Do that instead. It's amazing money.
Yeah, it had some work to be done. But I know Ali has spent a lot of time thanking us and thanking the festival, but I have to say, Ali is an absolute force of nature. And this wouldn't have come together without her. So I think it's just been absolutely brilliant and a great experience for the weekend. So
this has been the best fun. Right, we're out of here.